Sports Betting Brother and bring it up. And thanks for stopping by here at sportsbetuniversity.com, where we bring you quick reports, quick information to help you get knowledgeable each day and more advice, more insight. And today we'll be talking about Odds Jam and oddsjam.com. First, I want to remind you here at Sports Bet University, I am Boyd, and we help beginner and struggling sports bettors learn how to use the market analytics, the market tools, the market resources in sports betting, and help you learn to bet like a sharp. And a tool, a resource that we use is Odds Jam. We're going to get that here in a minute. And I also want to update you on, if you listened a couple of days ago, I talked to you about playing from the tips. Playing from the tips is an against the spread scenario that we'll talk about in college football here shortly. So we have a ton of information to update you on and get to you, and some pretty interesting stuff relative to what you'll find specifically at one of the tips of the college football ATS scenarios that we mentioned last week. Very fruitful. And more fruitful is what we can get with Odds Jam, as we'll talk about that next. So again, guys, I want to remind you to get over to oddsjam.com. It is a betting tool, a betting resource that we incorporate in all of our courses and classes, our master's course and our PhD course. Basically, guys, the master's course, we give you the tools, the resources, and everything you need to succeed, okay? The PhD course is basically all of that, plus personal interaction, one-on-one coaching, and basically holding the hand a little bit further, longer through the process to kind of expedite you to the ability to where you're understanding what it takes to bet like a sharp. And betting like a sharp can be done with Odds Jam. OddsJam.com is a betting tool that quickly, easily identifies the mathematical profitable bets and tells you what, not only the bet, whether it's a side, a total, 30, 40 different options and ways to do it, player prop, et cetera, with all the different teams and leagues. But it tells you what sports book to find the best pricing at. And you do have to move very, very quickly, which one thing I know that, you know, in hearing Alex Monahan, Alex is a founder, one of the co-founders of Odds Jam, and he is a Stanford grad with a degree in math and computer science. And he's basically built this software, built this tool, and it is hands down one of a kind in the market, period. And it's something you get a trial, free trial basis, kind of try it out, test drive that Ferrari before you buy. But once you buy it, you're gonna want it. So get over to Odds Jam, let them know that Sports Bet University sent you, and check it out, because we'll talk about that tool and kind of some of the selections and games that we'll see in a market report here in the coming days. But the first few podcasts have been mainly just to understand how to use the tool, what you're seeing, kind of a walkthrough, you know, where all the buttons are, what the buttons do. Real try to simplify it to make it to where you can focus and have kind of a game plan. That's what we do. We at Sports Bet University help you with a betting plan. So you literally will have an understanding of what you're looking for. And in Odds Jam, there's so many selections. There's so many profitable mathematical picks, whether it's arbitrage or positive EV or positive expected value bets, that it does help to have sort of a focus or a goal to manage your bankroll. And one thing that we do promote and talk about is using many, many different sports books to have many, many options and choices. And along with that, you're going to find you get a lot of sign-up bonuses and a lot of rewards bonuses and just player bonuses all throughout once you get signed up. And it's funny, because when you're using Odds Jam to get the better odds, better angles on these games, you're sort of using the sportsbook's money to help you make more money on top of what you would have just in your regular bankroll. So when you do sign up for these bonuses and things, turn right around, use Odds Jam and the player and the odds and things to kind of double up and take advantage of that. So what a great piece of advice there. But last week I talked about playing from the tips. And playing from the tips is this. You have in college football, say 130 teams, right? I took the top 20 against the spread, top 20 ATS teams. And traditionally what I found is you always have two or three, easily every year, especially in college, two or three teams that just sort of rise up and are kind of coming out of nowhere, just the dark horse, and you know, everything they touch sort of turns to gold. And then inevitably the bottom 15, the bottom 20, you know, you have brands or teams, say Florida State, for example, that just can't find the team bus. I mean, everything they touch turns to shit. And what we find is after about week four, week five going forward, you know, the old Danny Green thing, they are what we thought they were. And for the most part, these teams just kind of sink and stay like a turd at the bottom of the ATS pool. However, the same holds true with the top 15, top 10, top 20 teams. ATS. They just kind of continue to cover and continue to find ways to outperform and overperform. So that's kind of what you're looking for. But to kind of prove that point, I did a little bit of a test just last week on the top 20 ATS teams from top to bottom. And I did a test on the bottom 20 teams. And I was a little bit surprised. I'm going to tell you, the results were positive on the top 20. I had the top 20 teams went 10-8 ATS. Okay. Well, I thought you said there was 20. Well, there is, but they had two teams were out of buy situation. So had 10-8, nothing crazy. I mean, profitable if you happen to bet on those teams. What I was kind of surprised at with the number of the lower 20, okay, so the bottom 20, teams like New Mexico, Clemson, and this is ATS, Clemson, Kansas, Mizzou, Southern Miss, Oregon, Rice, Central Florida, Washington, Indiana, Wyoming, Eastern Michigan, TCU, San Jose State, Vandy, Miami, so the CU Buffs, Washington, LA, Monroe, and TCU, if I mention them. Actually, San Jose State got a cover, Miami got a cover, CU got a cover, and Louisiana Monroe. So 4 out of 20 covered. The other 16 did not. They continued to stay at the bottom. So 16-4, if you'd have played. And in fact, it was 13-0. 14-1, 14-2. So in the first 16 teams at the lower level ATS, you'd have been 14-2. Unbelievable, right? So little tips like that do I bring to your attention so that you have a focus and maybe an idea of where you want to shop. And you can imagine going into a mall and not really knowing what you're looking for, what you're shopping for, where you want to go. But if you're in there clearly identifying a certain type of shirt at a certain price point at a certain store, you walk in, you get out, boom, out the door. You know, it's kind of like this with Odds Jam. You're able to use this tool, use this resource, identify profitable wagers, and incorporate this into your betting plan so you shrink the amount of time you're handicapping and doing all this work. But in the meantime, you're far more profitable. And so it becomes just a no-brainer. And I feel sorry for the folks that don't get it. I mean, I have a friend of mine that I've known. He spends hours looking over information. And I got to be honest, everything's baked in, right? Everything's baked into the price, the line, the total, everything's baked in. And I mean, it's kind of like, remember the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? You're going the wrong way. And he's like, how does he know where I'm going? I'm like, well, I know you're trying to find winners, but you're wasting 5 hours a day looking at numbers and looking at information that's already fucking baked into the price. And in the meantime, you're not factoring in some things that might give you an edge, might maybe using some tools to give you an edge. And so that's what we're here to do. We're here to help you understand how to bet like a sharp, save thousands of hours and make thousands of dollars. That's the goal. That's the end goal is, you know, people say, hey, what do? That's what we do. And that's why we're here. So interesting note, I'll be doing that poll again throughout the rest of the season. I would bet that again, as we kind of maybe hone it down to the top 10, top 15 versus all 20, because that's 40 games. It's that middle part, you know. So again, if you have 130 teams and you got 20 at the top, 20 at the top, and the bottom 20 at the bottom, that's 40. So you got 90 teams there in the middle. You know, they're all about 500 plus or minus one game on either side. And so it can become very confusing. You can also do the same thing with the totals. You can also find the top 10 teams doing overs, 100% overs, and contrarily, unders. And so you'll be able to identify teams that are just underperforming and then overperforming offensively or whatnot. And so just good information, you know, little tips like that, little things like that, that'll really help you be more efficient. So hopefully you found this interesting. I was blown away. 16-4 on that bottom ATS group. So you have a ton of teams that are, you know, one ATS win or zero, a couple of them there. But I mean, that's probably where you would want to start fishing is the tips, playing the tips. And you can find the information about anywhere on the internet, you know, there's tons of sites. We use a few that we can gladly share with you. If you have questions, you can always email us at info@sportsbayuniversity.com. But use that information to then take to Odds Jam so that when you see the teams and see some of the indicators pop up, just like if it's a chart letting you know, like a moving average of a option, a stock option, or whether you're doing a lot, you know, selling it long or short, or maybe it's a stock itself, not even an option. But, you know, using these analytics, using these indicators, using these tools to help you get confirmation before you buy on a particular side or before you sell on a particular side. So last week's game, we saw Clemson, Syracuse. Syracuse was at the very, very top. top 10, top 15 ATS teams. Clemson can't find the fucking bus this year. That's my point. That's what I'm saying. So, you know, and granted, a lot of these things are getting more and more baked in. The market's going to regress and change and correct itself a little bit here in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. But for right now, you're at a really sweet spot and window of opportunity to really load up on this stuff and take advantage of all the different things you can via Odds Jam and hopefully through sportsbayuniversity.com. So, all right, guys, appreciate your listenership. We'll be back tomorrow and have a lot of things building up for the weekend in football and NBA and NHL and playoff baseball. God, what a great time of the year. Perfect time of the year. All right, brother. Thanks for the listenership. We'll be back soon.